Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And it was amazing. I just love David, you know, Captain Alexander, Pastor Alexander. And after, you know, they only could have so many people back in the room, the nurse came in there and said, "You can only have 10 people back in here." I was like, "Are you calling me fat? Is that what it is? There's plenty of room in here. I mean, what is up with this?" You know?
Oh, wow.
And so we had to go and walked outside, and David was there. I saw David when he was coming in, and just happened to be, you were walking up at the same time, and it was so cool. And the fact is, all these years later, you know, brothers in the Lord, you know, we all love God, and when his son was young, we had the, for 10 years, we took fathers and sons and the fatherless son and son mentors and into the wilderness to spend some time together, equivalent to 13 and a half years of undivided a father's undivided attention, right?
That's right. I remember
13
that.
And a half years, because the average father at that time spent like 12, 13 seconds a day undivided attention,
right?
Something like that. And I'm sure it's probably like half that now. And he was talking. He says, "Listen, you know, that today, I mean, his son's doing so well. He's going in college and loves sports and in engineering, getting his degree in engineering. But he attributes what God did in the wilderness, in the wilderness." And it's kind of hard to explain it, but you could probably read about it in the book of Exodus, you know, and what God did with his people. But we went in the wilderness. We went in the wilderness to spend time in the big tent of meetings. And this is what, on air, I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to ask you this on air.
Uh-oh.
And it has nothing to do with Second Street.
Thank goodness.
It's one street over Third Street.
Right. There is a Third Street.
There is, I know.
And a First Street.
Yeah, I know. Bless their hearts. But
it's Second Street that we're living in for me.
We have all the signage. We have all the signage, you know, that was there for all these thousands that came. But one of them, of course, was the big sign for Tent of Meetings.
Oh, yeah.
The big 8,000-square-foot tent where all those fathers and sons and it was out there. Somehow, I'm seeing that, you know, in this frame with a big picture over that, the size of that sign. And so it's kind of embedded or matted or whatever you call that kind of stuff. The size of the tent of meetings, and then you have the 8,000-square-foot tent with those beautiful picture of all those fathers and sons.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that's how you can think how that works. I don't know how that works, but I've been seeing that. And it's like, that belongs where people can see that.
Right.
And when we blow it up, we can actually see even better the faces, because there's like 8,000-square-foot tent.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it has four of the point. What do you call those?
The peaks.
Peaks. And that's how big the tent was, thanks to John Babs, who is now in Central America.
Mm.
But I just seeing that. You know what I'm saying? We've got to remember, and so many people are coming to us today because these young boys are growing up to be men. And their fathers and husbands and
saying hello, voices.
Hello. How are you doing?
Do I know you?
Yes, I'm going to be the next leader. And it's like, oh, wow, that's cool. Even I remember listening to Michael Holland come up to. I don't know if I even shared this. I was in the Cracker Barrel restaurant having dinner with Donna and.
Oh yeah, the bearded one.
Yeah, I love Cracker Barrel. I mean, it's just so cool.
You've always liked that place.
The exception is this. It's like, is there something like a pad you could put on that board you sit on?
Oh, I know.
That was a horrific chair.
You know.
Yeah.
And it's a tough one because it makes you eat the biscuit and go. Anyway, so I'm sitting here and this bearded man is staring at me across the restaurant, young man, and he's walking at me, you know, and you're going through the whole Rolodex, like, okay, A, B, C, D, and it's just because obviously he didn't have all this beard and mustache, and he's a handsome man, grew up a handsome man and all that, but he's coming up, and all of a sudden he looks at me and starts talking. As soon as he talked, I thought, that's Michael! That is Michael! And it was so beautiful to see the man that he's grown into. He's married, and he's got great parents, and he's working real. You know, he's real helping a lot of people. I got great reports from him at his place of work. But when he came up, he heard about that the company he worked for purchased the land where we used to have a lot of those events at in the wilderness. And he was just so concerned about it because he came up to us and said that this is holy ground. I mean, we met God out there.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, and I'm like, yeah, you know, it was very powerful. Mm-hmm. And then God showed us something very specific that we can't share in details, but we're just going to claim that.
That's all right.
And believe it. And, I just believe God is just saying, this is that. Mm. This is that. But it was so good to see Michael. And the man behind the beard was Michael Holland, which is a great guy. Mm-hmm. And he's found a wonderful wife. And he says they balance each other out. He's like, I'm here, I'm there. One day I want to be a baseball player. Next day I want to be a manager. And she's just kind of even keel, you know.
Right.
You know. Yeah. You know how sanguines are.
Oh yeah, we know. We're excited. That reminds me of when I came into town before I moved back.
I was just thinking about that.
Yeah. What? Before I moved back here to the Gulf Coast, but I was coming on in for one of our ministry events. And
you were at this healthy place called something?
I wasn't buying food for myself for Chris.
The chocolate place?
Or for Chris, but I know
Chris is favorite.
I know he can't
restaurant.
Say anything right now. He can't say anything.
Right.
But anyway.
The Golden Arches.
You hear the rumbling? You hear the rumbling in the back?
So I pull into McDonald's drive-thru to get something for my daughter, and the guy that
bless her heart.
She wanted some McNuggets. Daddy gets her McNuggets.
Oh, okay. All right.
Know.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so the guy at
she's doing well.
She's doing great, Chris.
Chris,
Just testify.
To the nations. I want to give a big shout out to all Christian Television Network today.
Yes.
Yeah, as we hear about your nuggets.
Yes. So my daughter says. The guy says, "I know you." I says. No, you don't know me.
Yeah.
Did he call you S.A.?
No. He says, don't I know you? I'm like, I haven't been here in a long time. You probably don't know me. You know, he says, no, I know you. I go, oh, my goodness. Okay.
Who is this guy?
So he says.
He's the same height he was like 17 years ago.
So you haven't changed a bit.
Right.
So he says, weren't you at the camping trip? And I go, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
This was Principal Larry
Knight. Larry Knight's son.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Happy thrill. He's like, man, I knew that was you.
Five boys, right?
Five boys that he took camping. I was so impressed with Principal Knight. He took these five boys camping, spent all this time with them, and they wanted to do everything together. It was amazing.
He's a cool man, isn't he?
Very cool.
I mean,
man.
Not only is he a principal over children, but he chose to have five children of his own, five boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're having kids today.
Well, they're. Men, I mean, these guys are solid.
He's a granddad.
Strong,
now.
Yeah. These guys are big, big men.
Yeah.
And it was just so awesome to see that and just really, really cool. But there's a lot of those young teenage boys that have now become men that come back all the time to testify about what God did over that 10-year period of prophecy that really just shook this area and shook the hearts of the fathers and sons.
Right. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on the Emerald Coast, WHB audience, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households. All around the world. It is amazing. Make sure if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here. as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.